Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the City of Angels here in Los Angeles, from the Conscious Life Expo here in Los Angeles, California. During the first hour, I have Susan Miller with me, one of America's best astrologists in the country, followed by Michiko Hayashi of the Modal Peace Project. And then during the second hour, I'll be interviewing Kelly Gallagher, who's an award-winning documentary filmmaker and founder of Jam and Plan Productions, along with her friend Ray, followed by Lori Spanga, who's a best-selling author and light worker for energy healing and animal communication. Purpose of the program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 160,000 listeners in over 70 countries. I'll be giving a presentation here at the Conscious Life Expo on Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m. In Century Room A, and I hope you can come. Last week, I was at Lake Titicaca in Peru, and I visited an ancient portal where people actually enter into the Hollow Earth and to other dimensions. That was quite an experience, and it would take an entire hour. It would take some time to go into that, so I'm going to save that, the dessert, for next week.
Oh, we're going to want to hear that.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that. Yeah, another out of this world. In addition, I'll be sharing a booth with my friend Tom Palladino in booth number 352 here at the Conscious Life Expo. So if you're in the area, please stop by and say hello. I wanted to tell everyone about my Galactic Wisdom Conference, which will be held a month from now on March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Olympia, Washington. The first day of the conference is free on March 9th. And for more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. We'll be bringing in some wonderful people, including Michiko Hayashi from Tokyo with the Emoto Peace Project, Shiichiro Yoshinuchi, a famous Hado instructor from Tokyo, Dr. Cairo Roca from the Bahamas, a famous naturopathic doctor, Dr. Angel Fernandez from the Dominican Republic, Simon Parks from England, Professor Jerry Pollock at the University of Washington, Sidney Kirkpatrick of the Edgar Cayce Foundation, Julie Kelly, a famous psychic, Carolyn White, Teresa Carroll, Tom Palladino, my friend at Scalar Healer, Billy Woodward and Zora from the Hollow Earth, Robbie Holtz, an author and Australian Aboriginal healer, Tony Rodriguez, who was with the Secret Space Program, the Bigelson Brothers, myself, and in addition to that, on March 12th and 13th, there will be demonstrations of the famous Hado vibrational machines by Michiko Hayashi and Shiichiro Yoshinuchi. There will also be the first showing of the movie Reading on the life of Edgar Cayce by the famous Japanese film producer Tetsushiro Tori on March 10th. I hope you can all come to this wonderful conference. I want to thank everyone so much for their support because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on the donate button. I also have a new television program called Out of This World TV, which broadcasts three times a week in the Seattle area, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22. You can also see me on YouTube under Out of This World. I want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support of the program. And I'd also like to ask you to please send prayers to my friend Orion in Bend, Oregon, who's has a series of problems with throat cancer, as well as Michiko Hayashi's mother in Japan, who had a stroke recently. Also, my friend Carol lost her father recently, and I'd like to ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love and light to her, Marge, her mom, and her family to help them cope with the loss of their beautiful father. With that, I'd like to bring on my first guest, Susan Miller. Susan, hi, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. I could go on and read your biography, but then that would take the rest of the half hour.
It would. I'm the founder of AstrologyZone.com. Okay. I have an app on Apple and Google. Just search Susan Miller. It's a lot faster. Okay. Although on the internet, you have to do AstrologyZone.com for the internet. It's free.
Okay.
And I have beautiful calendars I do every year so that people will know when to act and when to hold back. Mm. And I hire the best artists. This one this year is Isaac, who does a lot of work for Henry Bendels on Fifth Avenue. Beautiful fashion photographer. Mm-hmm. I have equal numbers of men and women reading me, but we know that the calendars are bought by women, so I let rip and had fun with fashion.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, so.
That's good.
Yes.
Well, one thing I wanted to say is that Susan was on my show back in April of 2014, and when she was on, she said something very interesting. She said that this is a time of truth, that from now through the rest of this decade, things that are true become truer, and those of the false will become evident as being false and fall by the wayside. And you know, sometimes people will tell you things, Susan, and that really stuck in my mind.
Well, thank you.
And I often mention you on the air, and I mention that. So I'd love some elaboration with that. And also, too, a little bit about astrology and how it works. And how you
well, let's start with that. Yeah, because there's such misconceptions about astrology. First of all, it has nothing to do with predestination.
Okay.
Like during the election, the producers would say, who's going to win? And I'd say, we have to vote.
I
can tell you the talents of each person, judging by their chart, each candidate.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell you who's going to win. Because that's up to us. There's no predestination.
Sure.
There's also no psychicness involved.
Okay.
If this is a personal opinion, and I know it's controversial, but if you go to an astrologer and they say they're a psychic astrologer, run for the door.
Okay.
It's a red flag.
Okay.
An astrologer has to love math. They must.
Okay.
I'm doing geometry all day long.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The information I get is from NASA. But many companies print what we call an ephemeris. It's a table of where the planets are. Like right now, Mars is, I think he's in Sagittarius. I'm writing so far ahead right now that I have to think for a minute.
Sure.
But the heavens are divided into 12 houses.
Okay.
And the planets move through them.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the houses as the scene, like are you in the living room, are you in the kitchen, and so forth.
Okay.
And the planets are the actors.
Okay.
And the signs they're in are the clothes they're wearing and the words they're saying.
Okay.
Now, it could be just like a party where three people may be together talking, two may be arguing, one may be looking out the window. I have to make sense of all the planets and and how they'll affect you. Each sign is ruled by a different planet. So if I'm talking to Aries, Mars is going to be more prominent. If I'm talking to Pisces, Neptune and its ancient ruler Jupiter will be more important. So everything's very individualized. But here's one thing that no one should forget. You will never be replicated in time or space. Your chart will always be unique.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Even twins or triplets will not have the same chart because astrology is so mathematical.
Wow, interesting.
So what does this mean?
Yeah.
It means you must sing the song in your heart and not listen to your professor, your mother, your mate, whoever is giving you all this advice.
Sure.
Sing the song that's in your heart. Be what you are feeling you need to be, what you can contribute to the world, because there'll never be another you. We need to hear your voice.
Okay. Wow, that's great. That's great.
When you begin studying astrology, you begin to see this, and it's
it's
like a light bulb going over your head.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, when you said back several years ago that this was a time of truth, was that because of the planetary alignments?
Yeah. 2014, let's see, that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was a while back,
We were having a lot of problems with terrorism. And it was being triggered by a clash between Uranus and Pluto.
Okay.
Now, no planets set up things to hurt us, necessarily. They start these difficult aspects to have a public discussion so that we can decide what to do. Let me give you a real quick example. Jupiter just went into Scorpio in October, October 10th.
Okay.
And Jupiter is the great giver of gifts and luck, but it's also the great healer. People sometimes forget that. Scorpio is sex, money, and power. And you had Mr. Weinstein. And then a complete domino effect after that. I've never seen society change so fast. Way back in 2000, I think it was 2002, the Catholic Church started seeing that they had problems. And it hurts me to say this because I'm Catholic, and I don't like to bring it up, but it was there. But the news media started to grab onto it by the time Jupiter went into Scorpio in 2005. So if there is something that needs to be cleansed, it's going to come out. Now let's look at Saturn.
Okay.
When big planets change signs, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have the littler planets, Mars, Mercury, and Venus. They circle very close to Earth, and they change signs very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
But the big ones like Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, those, when they change signs, it sets up a theme that we work on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Saturn just went into Capricorn.
Okay.
When it was in Sagittarius, of mm-hmm. course, those people, Sagittarians, mm-hmm. felt the pressure and were tested in many ways mm-hmm. because we are tested regularly and we're also rewarded regularly depending sure. on how we're acting.
Right, right.
We need to be pushed back on the straight and narrow. Saturn, that's Saturn's job.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, Saturn was in Sag, and that affected the media.
Huh, interesting.
The print magazines and newspapers, and also broadcasting, because that's what Sagittarius rules.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all being challenged to reinvent themselves.
Huh.
So when you have Saturn in any particular part of your chart, you must come up with a new idea to deal with the problems you're facing.
Hmm.
But as humans, mm-hmm. we say, hey, I had that problem 6 years ago. Here's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's not working. Why is it not working?
Sure, right.
Well, Saturn wants us to be, you know, creative and,
yeah.
and think of new things.
Interesting.
And actually, okay. as humans, we tend to have our arms twisted, and
right.
we don't want to change until
right.
we cry uncle. And it's like, all right, I'll change.
Yeah, sure.
And then other people come to help us when we do change.
Oh, wow.
Uranus is changing signs this mm-hmm. year. Oh, in Capricorn, Saturn in Capricorn, it'll be the banking industry that has to go through a lot of change.
Oh, interesting.
But you've got Bitcoin and the wallets on the phones, and this is all, it's going to bring problems up because all new technology does.
Sure.
Doesn't mean we should stop. It
sure.
just means that
sure.
we need to be ready for it.
Right, right.
And,
right.
And Uranus is going into Taurus, which rules insurance. That's mm. going to include mm. health insurance. That goes in May.
Oh, interesting.
And it stays until November. Then it goes backward into Aries again, the sun of the entrepreneur. But then it goes back into Taurus on March 6, 2019. And for 7 years, we're dealing with Uranus in Taurus. This is going to change the whole money system.
Really,
you
for
know,
the next 7 years. This
mm-hmm.
is a new chapter we're lying. Interesting.
Oh,
seven
yeah.
year cycle. I've heard
yeah,
about
seven
that.
Year cycle.
7 year cycle, yeah.
It takes 84 years for Uranus to go around the sun.
Oh, wow.
So
uh-huh.
each piece of the pizza slice
uh-huh.
is 7 years. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
So life is going to look very different this
wow.
year already.
Uh huh. Yeah.
But you know, we're ready for new.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some of the things going on are, mm. you know, distressing.
Mm-hmm.
But I have found when things are bad and we're worried,
right.
Sooner or later, good prevails.
That's good.
And I believe that so deeply in my heart that there is a balance in the universe. And
mm-hmm.
when we're too far out of whack, so to speak,
right.
there's another force that will bring us back in.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Watching the news every night is an experience.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't watch a lot of news.
Oh,
yeah,
good. That's
yeah,
why you're
I
calm.
Yeah. yeah, totally. Try to be totally calm. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Now Uranus and Pluto are no longer fighting.
Okay.
But they started to separate a few years ago.
Okay.
But I need them to be 10 degrees apart.
Okay.
They're about 5-6 degrees apart now.
Okay.
These are such slow-moving planets.
When I have to ask you something,
mm-hmm.
it was about 2 weeks ago when the North and South Korean gym, Olympic teams
yeah.
agreed to combine.
Mm-hmm.
Was this a result, astrologically speaking, of those planets?
Actually, I
what
have
do
a
you think?
Book at home
yeah.
that is the World Book of Charts.
Okay.
It's written by Nicholas Campion
mm-hmm.
in London.
Okay.
And he had to study the charters of every country. Every country has a birthday.
Oh, wow.
Like ours in the United States is Cancer.
Okay.
Born July 4th.
Right, right.
Although there's a disagreement about what it has rising. I feel it has Gemini rising.
Okay.
I'm the little black sheep. Some
okay.
people believe it's Sagittarius,
mm.
but they're on the same axis. But
mm-hmm.
There's two factions. We
okay.
don't know when it was signed.
Okay, all right, yeah, all right.
But
okay.
it's close enough.
sure, right, right.
And so, I mean, terrorism has dropped.
Yeah,
and I'm
has.
Afraid to even say the words. I want to knock on some wood here. But good will prevail. It was getting really bad.
Right, right.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
So we're going into a calmer period, you know.
Good.
Now, the people who are going through the biggest changes this
right.
year
uh-huh.
are going to be where the eclipses are, the Aquarians and the Leos.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Now, remember last year we looked at the sun with the little glasses?
Right.
That was
right.
an eclipse. That was
okay.
Leo 29 degrees. And,
oh, wow.
And right before that, it was August 7th and August 21st.
Huh, okay.
And the first eclipse in the whole series was February 10th.
All right.
It's very good to look back because
uh-huh.
the discussions that come up in these eclipses, all the same family,
uh-huh.
get advanced with each subsequent eclipse. And we're going to have
uh-huh.
two more, July 27th and August 11th, 2018.
Okay.
And then the last one will be January 20th, 2019.
Okay.
But a new series of eclipses is already percolating in
right.
Cancer Capricorn.
Okay.
But astrologers look to eclipses as the harbingers of the biggest changes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, Leo is about creativity and me and individuality.
Okay.
And Aquarius is about
yeah.
the needs of the group.
Oh.
And people who suffer.
Right, right.
And so there's going to be this discussion, should it be me, or, but yes, I have to create, or no, we have to help all the poor people who have been overlooked, because
right,
that's very
right.
Aquarian, you
right.
know, the people who are suffering, who need awareness brought to the consciousness of all of us.
Yeah.
So, but there's this balance of the two,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be seeing that played out on the world stage.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I love
fascinating.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we need both.
Yeah.
We need a feeling
yeah.
of individuality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also nice to be part of something larger than yourself.
Right.
To help
right.
the
right.
earth, like you said, make it a better place.
There is something I want to ask you about, and just quickly.
Okay.
It's called the Schumann resonance, and that's a resonance of the planet. For
oh.
tens of thousands of years, the planet vibrated at 7.8 hertz
oh.
up until September of 2016. Then it doubled to almost 14 hertz. Last year, about a year ago, it went up to 45 hertz. Now it's up somewhere around 200 or more, and by 3 years from now, it's supposed to go to 800 hertz.
Do they know why?
The only explanation is that all of the frequencies of the planets in this solar system, all the planets, are rising. And so what's happening is that, from what I've heard, is that we are getting ready, eventually we will shift into a higher dimension on this planet. And the Schumann resonance is a part of that.
Wow.
And so it's raising people's consciousness and making them literally of a much higher vibration. And when you said that this will be a calmer year, that really sounded good to me, because I don't like terrorism, I don't like wars
no.
and conflict and people
it's
fighting
so
all the
upsetting.
Time. Yeah, so if people can get along better, so much the better. That's how I look at
people
it.
People need help. And
right, right.
Like the people in Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
My bookkeeper is from Puerto Rico.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
She started a GoFundMe, and
uh-huh.
she got $9,000 and sent solar panels to all her relatives.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
and she
that's
has
great.
Male cousins who knew how to put it together.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
I thought that was very creative.
That's wonderful, yeah.
So
yeah.
in crisis, a lot of creativity comes out.
I think it'll be a time when people learn to help each other more. I hope.
I would love that.
I hope so, yeah.
It's not all about money.
Right.
I just wrote that in one of my columns.
Right.
If you're looking at a job,
right.
sometimes the extra money becomes old and it's not exciting if you don't have passion.
Right.
Passion is what leads you forward and helps
right.
you get over the rough spots.
Right.
Everybody gets bashed against the rocks in their little boat at some point in life.
Yeah.
Usually
yeah.
between 40 and 42, actually. That's a big trigger point.
Oh, really?
When
oh,
Uranus opposes the place it was at your birth.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Because it takes 84 years to go around the sun, so at the half-life, it opposes itself where it was and where it is now.
Okay, interesting.
Now, some people get divorced, or some people
right.
start a business, some people move cross-country or even overseas,
right.
some
right.
people do a complete career change,
right.
but whatever it is, it puts you on your own two feet in a much more individual way.
Interesting.
There's another trigger point.
Right.
And I was talking to a whole group.
Uh-huh.
I said, when you're 29,
right,
that's a big year in astrology. We don't.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that 29-year period.
You're not mature at 18 or 21 because
right.
you have to have Saturn go through every house of the horoscope and you learn lessons.
Yeah.
And then when you're 29, you're truly mature. And usually at that age, you should make a big commitment to something.
I see.
A lot of people get married or have a baby, write a book, build a house. It's something you've never done before. And you always have to ask your friends. Well, like, oh my gosh, my broker needs all this paperwork. Don't worry. Yes, everybody goes through. You know, it's like that. You have to ask. Or the baby's up all night. Oh, well, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Well, you have to ask people. And it's something you can't undo later. Mm-hmm. But you, that's okay with you because you're trying to build a foundation to your life.
Sure, right, right.
You know, so if you're not 29 yet and you're listening, ask your mom, ask people around you that are older than 29.
Okay.
What happened to them that year? And I guarantee it should be a big year.
Oh, that's interesting you say that. Yeah, because that's the year.
Now, it happens again, double, when you're 58.
I was just going to ask you that,
Not as bad because Saturn... Oh, when we're little, we're like Uranus. We dart around and we want to be free and rebellious. And we're like little toddlers running here and there. And, but we don't like Saturn because Saturn makes us do our homework, brush our teeth, get up at a certain time, you know.
Oh, wow.
And at 58, you've probably learned everything you're going to learn. So you sail through that period pretty easily. Although President Bush was 58 when 9/11 struck.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
So it was tough on him.
Right, right, right.
I think good people don't think like that. You know, they just don't think that anything.
Right,
that the hormones in your body would stop you from putting a plane into a building.
Yeah.
With children on it.
Yeah.
But anyway, sometimes it does hit you, you know.
Yeah.
And you, it's a serious time, but a time of great... a time when you create understanding and wisdom in yourself.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So it's a good thing. All the things that God set up for us in the universe are good experiences. We need to know them. We need to go through it. Can't skip any steps either.
You just answered one of my questions I've had in my life for a long time. No, seriously, what I want to preface before I say this is that I think Susan's work illustrates how we are all affected by powerful forces beyond this planet.
Yeah.
And astrologists are incredible because it's like a science. It's very mathematical.
It makes you very philosophical.
Philosophical, yeah.
Because why is this happening?
Yeah.
I grew up in hospitals. I was fighting for my life from the day I was born. And when you have something wrong, you're always in hospitals. I'm always back and forth with medical people.
Right.
It never goes away. So I finally resigned myself, okay, this is what God wanted from me. It's okay. I still love him with all my heart.
Right.
But, you know, everybody has a cross to bear. And for some people, you can't see it.
Right.
Like Oprah, if you didn't really know her story, you know, you look out the window and you feel, oh, I'm suffering. But look at all those people going to work, so directed in what they're doing.
Right.
I'm not like that. There's something wrong. No, we
all have
dealing with something.
Yeah, right.
And just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
Wow.
You know, and,
wow.
And it makes us better.
Yeah, it does. It does.
It does.
Think before we're born on this planet, we all have a life contract with God or the Supreme Being to learn certain things and certain lessons. And people that are often our family are part of our soul family.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of our soul family who help us through this journey.
They say the friends are the family you make yourself when you grow up.
Right.
That your circle of friends.
That's true.
Kind of nice.
That's true. Well, Susan, your website is www.astrologyzone.com. Is that right?
Okay. Astrology Zone. Yes, it's my baby. It's 22 years on the net.
Oh, wow.
I started in 1995.
Oh, that's amazing.
Covered wagons, you know.
Oh, wow.
It was Wild West when I started, though. Yeah. There were no laws to protect anybody.
Really?
It was kill or be killed, but I was just trying to keep my side of the sidewalk clean and just hope things would straighten out, and they did.
I have to ask you this. I know that with the, it seems like the vibrations of the planets are going higher with the human.
Yeah, I have not read about this.
Yeah,
this
I'll send you some stuff on it. I got some stuff I can send you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my book actually talks about that.
Oh, wow. What's the name of your
book? It's called Messages from the Masters. I'll grab you a copy. Hold on.
Thank you. That's very generous of you.
Well, I just had a bunch of gifts here, so here.
I'm sure a lot of people would want to read it.
Yeah, there's my book there. I just published it a couple months ago called Messages from the Masters, and there's a section on the Schumann residence in there. And it's messages from great spirits on the other side, President John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus.
Wow.
But it's not a doom and gloom book. It's a book about our beautiful, bright future, what we can do to get there.
And they have actually tracked these vibrations. And
Yeah, they have.
So it's on some kind of scale and machinery that can track it.
The Russians actually track it. Let me sign it for you. The Russians track it. We don't, but the Russians do. And if you want to get some good data on the Schumann residence, you go to a Russian website.
Well, the Russians are really good with computers. That's for sure.
You know, as a psychic, I come from a psychic family. And
you're a psychic?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Yeah.
See, I would say I'm not. Uh-huh. I mean, sometimes I have feelings, but it has to come to me. I can't call it up, and it has nothing to do with astrology. I'll just know that a certain day is going to be very important.
Right,
You know, things like that.
Right.
But I don't feel that I am.
Well, I can see your parents around you. You have a lot of guardian angels, your grandparents as well, and they're there helping you and guiding
really?
You. Yeah, whether you realize it or not, they're there to help you and protect you as well.
I miss my mother so much. She taught me astrology.
Oh, right.
Little mom, I would call
her. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
She insisted I study 12 years before I ever did even one chart, and she would tell me when I was ready.
Uh-huh, wow.
The problem with the internet is that there are many people who can hang out a shingle and say that they're astrologers.
Right.
But if you're looking for one, try to make sure that the person's accredited.
Right.
As the organizations do testing.
Sure.
And or maybe he or she has written a book or has a column, and you can tell. You know what I think? Going to a convention is a lot of fun.
Right.
In May, there's going to be the United Astrology Conference in Chicago.
Okay. All right.
And it's right downtown on Miracle Mile in the Marriott.
Okay.
So there's sidewalks. You can go out and eat. And you're surrounded by all the astrologers, and you can see who you have a good chemistry with.
Oh, that's good.
And they have all kinds of tracks, even for beginners, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, that's great. Well, that's true in any profession. You always want to check them out, make sure that they can do what they
do. But people don't, you know?
Yeah.
They just tend not to.
Sure.
Do you know, I read that people plan their vacations with more thoroughness than they do the doctors they're visiting.
They probably do.
They say, don't be that person.
They trust them a lot. They trust them a lot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're here at the Conscious Life Expo, and I'm so happy that Susan could come on today. She's one of the best astrologists in America. Her website again is www.astrologyzone.com, and we have another guest on now. We're supposed to have another guest, so I'll see if she's available. Hold on, Susan, and if she's running late or not, I'll keep you on until she comes up.
Okay? I'm thrilled. Thank you.
Great. My next guest is here, Susan. So
okay, and thank you so much for this book.
Great.
And I'm going to go read it now.
Great.
And I hope I bump into you at the Conscious Life Expo.
Yeah, jot down your email. I'll send you that stuff on the Schumann Residence. I've got additional.
Also, I'm giving a talk on Sunday, Sunday, February 11th, at 2 o'clock on the year ahead.
Okay,
and I'm at the LAX Hilton. That's where the expo is. So you can fly in. And then fly out.
Okay.
I make it so easy.
Yeah, that's great. Great. Yeah. Yeah, I've got a lot I can send you on the Schumann Residence. So.
It's funny because my publisher's last name is Schumann.
Oh, well. That's great.
I'm seeing there are no coincidences.
That's right, Susan. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful conference.
And okay, you too.
All right.
You too. Thank you.
Laurie, come on back. I'd love to have you on the show.
Hi, great to see you.
Susan, I'd like to introduce you to Michiko Hayashi. She'd like to tell you a little bit about the Moto Project, which is a children's project. Anyway, Laurie, have a seat.
Oh, so nice to meet you.
So nice to have you here. My pleasure.
Looking forward to our conversation.
My pleasure. I'm so glad we could get together today.
Me too.
And actually, I had scheduled you for the next hour, but then the schedule got switched around, but that's okay. I've got you on now, and that's fine.
We're good?
We're good to go.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, we're good to go. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Laurie Spanga is a best-selling author, intuitive visionary, lightworker, and starseed who has transformed the lives of thousands of people and animals via her channeled ascension group. She's a wonderful lady, and I'm so happy to have her on. Her website, if you want more information, is www.lauriespanga, L-O-R-I-S-P, A-N-G-A.
No, A-G-N-A.
Sorry about that. LORISPAGNA.com. Well, Laurie, how did you ever end up doing what you're doing now? I always like to ask people how they started.
Well, actually, out of college, I was working in corporate America.
Uh-huh.
And I was being...
Could you bring your chair up a little bit? Sorry about that. Can't.
Okay. Yeah. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was being what people call, I call a good slave.
Okay.
I was really miserable.
All right.
And I was going through a lot of, like, really unhealthy behaviors to just try to, I was searching.
Uh-huh.
And what ended up happening was my brother died of an unexpected drug overdose.
Uh-huh.
And after his death, I started hearing him in my head.
Wow.
And was getting very clear messages that were not just in my head.
Wow. Okay.
And the message came in as, like, law. Like, he would call me that for short. Law, it's your dead brother, Jeff.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And
amazing.
You need to change what you're doing.
Oh, my gosh.
So I quit my job, my six-figure job. I moved to Maui. I became a professional dog trainer. Then I started listening to dogs and animals, and they started teaching me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I kept asking, how do I be of service to humanity and to animals on a global scale?
Wow, amazing.
That's how I got to where.
Okay.
That's the short version.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. What was one of the first messages, or what some of the messages you received from the animal kingdom about the planet and how we can do a better job of taking care of this earth?
Yeah. Well, the animals actually are here helping humanity.
Okay.
And we don't realize that because we're perceiving them through our limited state of consciousness.
Right.
But actually, they have a global vision or mission, and each subgroup of animals also has particular roles to assist humanity through the awakening process.
Oh, interesting.
But ultimately, I'll say there's three overall jobs that animals have.
Okay.
One is to act as they demonstrate what's out of alignment within us. So if there are animal companions, they may act as teachers to show us behaviors that are not working well in our lives.
Okay.
The other way is that they act as healers. So they absorb our energy. They absorb the energy that we're emoting from us, and they take it on, and then they might get sick, but they're working to help us heal.
I've seen that happen with animals, and actually my own cat sometimes, my cat's name's Fluffy, he's a wonderful animal, wonderful friend of mine, furry friend, but I had a touch of like bronchitis last year, and he ended up getting a respiratory problem as a result of that, and then I got well. And so he had taken that problem on, which I thought was really amazing.
Yes. And they have a higher purpose with it, because what they're really trying to do is to show us and help us see how we're out of alignment with source, with consciousness, and how we can come back into alignment. And as we do that, actually, that's a healing. A healing takes place.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the other way, they're teachers, they're healers, and, of course, they're companions.
Right.
And
right.
messengers. Guides.
Right.
So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Can you tune into a pet on the other side?
Yes.
Who's passed on?
Certainly. Because the consciousness never dies. Consciousness of that inhabits the body.
Uh-huh.
And that aligns with the soul. Never
Interesting.
Dies. Yes.
Interesting. Do you mind if I ask you about an old pet I used to have?
Sure.
Okay, if it's all right. Big boy?
So big boy, is he a cat?
He's a kitty cat.
He's a cat and he crossed over?
He crossed over. Uh-huh. He's a big
boy. Is he a black cat?
He's gray and white.
Gray and white. Okay,
huge
black and white. I see him as black and white. Good. So this is the main thing I get from him, is that he was here with you during a period of time where you were finding your way.
Right.
And you were really searching in your own way to find out who you were and what your role was.
Right.
And this is really accurate. He was really a messenger for you as you were getting right with your course. At that time, were you going through a divorce or a separation while he was in your life? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that separation really for him in his consciousness represented a time of you completing old contracts and agreements that were no longer relevant in your life so that you could open the door for the future. Did he get sick right before He got sick before the divorce was final, and before you moved in. Yes, I understand. Mm-hmm. And you see, you haven't told me anything, right?
Right, I haven't told you anything.
So that was part of his role, really, to help you complete with the old and also to help you heal through that, the grieving time and the great loss. So he really was there to help you with that. But he's definitely still around. I mean, we're still connecting with him in consciousness.
Sure. Wonderful.
And for sure, they continue to stay with us in the afterlife as long as we're tuning in and working with them. They can be guides that way.
Interesting. Anything he sees for the future?
Well, the biggest thing that's coming in for your future, this isn't necessarily straight from him, but it's definitely coming in for your own, from your own team of non-physical beings, your own higher self too. It's that the future is bright. There's lots to look forward to. Doors are opening for you in new ways, ways that are still not yet fully clear to you at this time. New doors are going to open. And this is bright. This is true for all of us in new ways, but specifically for you, because it feels like you're also sort of leaving something behind again. That's not as much. What's coming through is to ask for the energies of inspiration to help you feel more inspired and more optimistic about your own future.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you. Would you like to ask about
Lana?
Yeah, we have Michiko here, and I think she'd like to ask a question about her, if you don't mind, just a quick question about her. Go ahead, you ask.
This is a beautiful pet, a dog I had. Her name was Lana. She passed away in 2000, and I think it was 16 in November.
Right.
The 15th, I'm sorry, 2015 in November.
Okay, so Lana is connected to, from her perspective, have you lived in Hawaii, or do you have ancestors from Hawaii that you're aware of? Okay, but it's watery energy, which I kind of know who you are, so I see how that's relevant. However, that is definitely coming in. Lana is about divine feminine, harnessing divine feminine energy. And this is a major part of her role in your life, even now in the non-physical world, understanding that water is the ultimate representation of feminine energy. And you are really, her role with you is to help you embody more flow in your life, more ease and grace. It wasn't always so flowy while she was in your life, but those lessons helped you to learn the virtues of the divine feminine energy of flow and ease and grace in exchange, receiving, being, allowing. That was part of her role. Even though she was a strong, very strong dog, had a strong energy, she was helping you see that aspect of you and also surrender to your own softness so that you could do the work that you're now doing. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Is that helpful?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well, you're such a special gift, and I'm so happy that you can come on. We've got time left to talk about other things, Lori.
It's all good.
But go ahead and just discuss anything you like. I really like what you're saying.
Well, I will say it is interesting that the topic of Maui came up. I mean, Maui is the ultimate, to me, Maui is the place like that embodies or divine feminine energy and the water energy. We were just mentioning water. And that is where I moved to after my animal, Kenya, taught me, you know, it's and my brother through the crossing, you know, it's time for you to go through this change. So I moved to Maui and I lived there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I had what's called an induction experience. I call it an induction experience. And through that experience, that's really where a lot of my, what I do now came through. I learned from the animals, like I got sacred trigger from my brother, then I learned from animals. And through my desire to be of service to the collective, I had this induction experience where, what I call, this is really out there, right?
But
star family, my star family.
Beautiful.
Connected with me in Maui. And I had
from the Pleiades.
Yes, there are multiple groups. So it's not just Pleiades; it's Pleiades and Sirius. It's a combination.
Arcturus.
Yes. See, what we have is
I'm picking that up now from you.
For sure.
Anyway,
but because what we actually have is all of us, all humans, have multiple varieties. We're not just one star family race.
Right.
Within our dormant DNA,
right,
are codes that link us to all of our star families. But for the bulk of us, we have so much different genetic material from different star families.
That's true.
And the first two strands of DNA that we're operating with now are primarily less benevolent races. We might identify them as grays or reptilian, draconians, right?
We've been messed with over the years and fiddled with. Yeah,
yes.
That's true.
But after we get past the first two strands, those strands are really representation of all the healing we need to do. We need to clear and heal out the misconceptions, the misbeliefs, the lies, the ignorance. We're not judging ourselves with these words. We just haven't known. That's stored up in the first two strands.
Right.
But once you get clearing of that, you clear all that, and then you start activating the next 12 strands and beyond, and that's when we can get in touch with all of our star family races.
You know what the Galactic Alliance calls us humans on this planet?
What?
Genetic royalty.
Genetic royalty, yes.
Because we have been, the other races, I think in 22 other races, have fiddled with our DNA.
Yes.
But that actually makes us stronger and very powerful spiritual beings,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes, for sure.
And so we can create the kind of world we want to be
yes,
in,
yes.
actually.
Mm-hmm. And what I like to say, too, is, you know, they have fiddled with our DNA, but they also gave us the best gifts, the benevolence. Those who are the most benevolent, who now are really assisting us, have given us the best qualities of theirs. And as we come into alignment with these higher, lighter frequencies and vibrations that we would associate with their qualities, we embody them.
Right.
And these codons within our DNA get activated so that we become really the greatness that we're meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
we have all the gifts, all the solutions to heal all of our issues of the world.
Right, we do.
We have the abilities within that DNA to heal our bodies.
Right.
And to really restore humanity to its ideal and optimal state of health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. What are your friends from the other side say now about this year? What's coming up for us?
Well, the interesting thing is that there's, we just had what I call a bifurcation.
Okay.
So a bifurcation is like, if you think about a superhighway, like the biggest highway you can imagine that everyone's been on, and we're all moving towards enlightenment and the future of Earth. Earth's true future is a future of benevolence. We're going to call her Gaia, and her reality is based on us all awakening. It's going to be a spiritual playground where everyone is awakening.
Mm-hmm.
However, at this time where we are right now, we're at a juncture where people are being asked to make a choice. Do you want to stay on this highway and become really aligned with the benevolent, or do you want to continue to perpetuate your old ways?
Right.
And those who choose to perpetuate the old ways, that is war, fighting, hatred, anger, fear-based programming, they get to bifurcate. It's like taking an exit off the freeway.
Okay, that makes sense.
So the future is good, but we need to continue to be aligning ourselves with thoughts, our emotions, our beliefs, our belief systems, our behaviors, our ideologies, with higher, lighter perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see for the future. It's we're always in choice on that, right?
That's true. We are.
Yeah.
We are.
But personally, I think it's beautiful. And I do think we will continue to see grumblings of old, outmoded systems falling away.
Right.
Stock market crashes will continue, and exposure of secret covert societies that will continue, and secret agendas that will continue as we become more and more willing to become real and take ourselves out of denial and ignorant, our own ignorance. And as we do that, we will continue to choose more light.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, you know, it's like on my show, I always try to be positive on this program, and it's like looking at a glass of water. You can either look at it as half empty, negative way, or you can look at it as half positive, in a positive way.
Yes.
You know.
I also say that even if you do see it as half empty, and you don't necessarily see the glass as half full, you can ask, what about this emptiness is serving me?
Mm-hmm.
What about this emptiness is good?
Sure.
Because we can always find the goodness in anything, and it's up to us to look for that, to seek and find. Seek
that's
and you shall find, right?
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a separation happening on the planet now.
Yes.
Because those people who choose the main road, which is the light, and those who don't want to go along with the new program, and that's their choice. I respect that. Except that Mother Earth, Gaia, is pretty tired of all the wars and the fighting and the pollution. And she's going to let people who are in the light and who want to create a better society in a harmonious way to stay here. Those who are negative will be going off to another Earth-like planet on the other side of the solar system and a lower part of the third dimension, I'm told, where they can work out their karma. And
yes, a separate dimension of reality.
A separate dimension of reality.
But you know what, Ted? I think you will find this fascinating, as I did. I was in a recent session with a client, and we were talking about this very subject, and she was asking some questions related to her personal life.
Right.
And we actually, because I'm a channel, so I can channel and ask and connect with multi dimensions of consciousness.
Right. Okay.
And Mother Earth consciousness came in, and this was what was channeled effectively. What she said was, I personally approve every person based on their frequency, not like a karmic thing, not like a, it's more like every person who stays on the main highway is matching a frequency of light.
Mm-hmm.
So that is like that she is consciously aware of each being that is living on her her terra firma.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, that's fascinating.
So in other words, Mother Earth is so conscious that she knows exactly who we are as we're walking on her earth, and she's reading our vibrational frequency.
Right, exactly.
And she's recognizing it as a match to hers.
Sure, right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I haven't,
I never had that perspective before.
Yeah.
And that's what comes to us as we continually align and seek, you know, higher consciousness.
I know that the Pleiadians and the Galactic Alliance spacecraft circling the planet now, and they help guide me as well. They have the ability to read our thoughts as well, and they can tell. But something that President Kennedy told me a couple of weeks ago, he said that there are so many pockets of pinpoints of light on this planet now, and eventually it's going to become all one big bright white light planet. So the planet, and then at that point, the planet will shift into the fourth and then fifth dimension. And that process right now is the year 2028.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's speeding up. At one point back in the 90s, Nostradamus told Dolores Cannon that the process would be complete by the year 2038 after a third world war. Well, there's not going to be a third world war now because we're off that timeline.
Yes.
So things have speeded up now. It could be even 2025 or 2022.
Yes.
I don't know, but all I know is that it has speeded up.
Yes. Well, can I offer you something?
Sure, of course.
From my consciousness, we're already in the fifth dimension and beyond. We're already there.
Wow. Okay.
The only question is that dimension of reality is still overlapping with heavier, denser energies, dimensions.
That's true.
And it's a question of where does any individual consciousness reside?
Right.
And where are we anchored into based on our own vibration? So from my perspective, fifth dimensional reality is already here.
Uh-huh.
It's already fully accessible to us.
Uh-huh.
And it's simply a matter of vibrational alignment.
Uh-huh. Great.
So to me, that's very beautiful because it's really just, it's like, you know, a door that's open waiting for us to walk through. But the only thing we really need is to be free of all of our fear and baggage. Are you testing it?
I'm just testing my pendulum.
Ah, you're a dowser.
Yeah. I use my pendulum quite a bit.
That's awesome. I love dowsing. I started off using dowsing for locating lost animals many years ago. Yes.
Wow. Beautiful.
And then I started using it for more as I've grown and developed, but it's very helpful for locating lost animals.
I wanted to ask you something important. The purpose of my program is to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. And so if you could ask your friends, your animal friends, for example, from the animal kingdom, what can we do as humanity on this planet to make this planet a better place?
Oh my
right
God,
now?
This is such an awesome question.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a few things we can definitely do, which maybe haven't always been said out loud. Number one is to claim liberation and sovereignty.
Okay.
As often as you can, claim liberation and sovereignty. I liberate myself, my body, my being, and my consciousness. I claim liberation and I claim sovereignty. Because as you claim liberation, you're basically saying, effectively, I'm willing to align myself with the light. I don't need a shadow force to oversee me.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer need to be stuck in that density.
Right.
I have to liberate myself from it. That's the first thing.
Okay.
Number two, work with the field of intelligence. We are not powerless here.
Mm-hmm.
So what the field of intelligence does, whether you call it God, the divine source, or the quantum field, it's always responding to us.
Uh-huh.
So when we literally start respectfully commanding the field, the field response. In other words, I walk through the grocery store and I'm like, it is respectfully commanded, bring more organics now.
Sure, right.
Bring more organics to this store. I walk through TSA and in my mind, I'm saying it is respectfully commanded that we have free travel once again, that freedom is restored to this planet now in a most benevolent way.
Sure, right.
The highest and best ways.
Right.
This is commanded now. Field of consciousness. Hear me out. You can do this. I do this for the animals. I'll just say this one last part. You can do it for the animals. Uh-huh. It is respectfully commanded now. The field of consciousness. Hear me now. This is commanded. Let all animals on this planet be treated with respect, honor, dignity, kindness, and compassion. Mm-hmm. Let it be done now. Hear me now. I say it all the time. You have so much power. We all have so much power simply by doing that.
Right.
The field responds to our requests because we are conscious creator beings. The problem is we've been coming out of this reality where we think we're powerless.
Right.
And
that's
now
true.
Nothing can be further from the truth.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. One of the things Nostradamus has told me is that in the coming years, big government, especially with all its rules and regulations, will become less important. Because people will know how to act and will become telepathic.
Yes.
And so trying to lie to somebody or hide the truth will be impossible.
Yes.
And so there won't be the police system, the regulations, the rules in the future that we have now, because people will know how to act and to treat each other that way.
Mm-hmm.
There will still be a government, but it will be regulating relations between humanity on this planet and extraterrestrial races.
Yes.
But as far as ourselves, we'll know how to act, and most people know how to act anyway.
Yes. You know? Well, I find that that's I totally agree with that. I know, you know, Nostradamus obviously was a very profound teacher for us and prophet.
Sure.
But I also, from my perspective and the perspective that I have from what I've channeled through and consciousness, I agree with that. And so much of it is really based on us really aligning with integrity and also learning the universal laws.
Sure.
So the universal laws exist really on the sixth dimension of consciousness, and we can access those laws. They're conscious of themselves.
Sure.
And so they require us to follow them, whether we know it or not. We are following them. They are at play.
Exactly.
So those laws will take what's the right way? Those will become our new laws, effectively, as we shift into consciousness.
Okay, wonderful.
Working with the universal laws that are so benevolent. Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I wanted to thank you so much for coming on today and give you the rest of the time to say whatever you like, Lori.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, what I would love to say is, for first of all, one of the things I do regularly is ascension, manifestation, and healing circles.
Okay.
I also do DNA activations, where we activate the dormant DNA.
Uh-huh.
And I also help people with speed activations, where we awaken our sacred key codes within us to align with source. So for anyone who wants to learn more about that, they can head over to my website at lorispagnat.com.
Okay.
And they can also grab tons of fabulous, fantastic free gifts there too.
Oh, that's nice.
There's a free class on activating your dormant DNA. Mm-hmm. There's a free class on how to tell if you're a star seed and a light worker and what that means and how to know if you are one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few free meditations, and there's a free class on developing your intuition. And there's also a free class on learning animal communication and telepathy, practicing it with your animals. So all of that's over at lorispagnat.com.
Could you spell that, please?
Yes, of course. Please. It's LORISP, as in Peter, AG, as in Gregory, N, as in Nancy, A, lorispagnat.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we've got about a minute left, and Lori, I'm so grateful to have you on my show
today.
Divine
timing.
Yeah, you've been just a real inspiration for the show. And
thank you so much. I want to thank you so much, Ted, for having me. It's been just a pleasure and a joy, and I've just really enjoyed our time together. And, you know, you're always welcome to call me for any animal communication readings.
Well, how sweet of you. I would love that.
I have an open door policy on that. I love connecting with animals.
Well, you know, I like people who are service to others, and obviously you're a very loving, kind soul, and I appreciate you being on my show so much today. Please stay tuned, friends, for our next hour. We'll be back in just a few minutes, broadcasting live today from the City of Angels, Los Angeles.